Hare Krishna. Well, back in Hungary, with very cool weather, rainy weather. It's been like that since I came yesterday. Myself and Yuvanja Maharaj, we're gonna go for a japa walk. We got to the bottom of the stairs in front of the temple, and the wind and rain was so much that we just turned around and walked back in. And I did my japa walk inside the temple room. It's really nice to be back. I'm here in Budapest, at least probably till Saturday or Sunday, and then I'll go to New Rajadan. And I've yet to really work out my itinerary for the rest of the year, or at least from the summer up until the fall. Today in Bhagavatam class, we're reading about Vena Maharaj's youth and how he was such a horrible child that he would kill his own playmates while he was playing, slaughter them like animals. And then following that, Anga Maharaj's lamentation over having such a horrible son. Of course, yata joni tata bijam, whatever materials you take, that's as good a product as you're going to be able to make out of them. So if, as in the case of Maharaj Anga, his wife was the daughter of irreligion, or therefore the material that Vena was fabricated from was defective, and therefore it's not surprising that the product itself was also defective. For this reason, Srila Prabhupada very much emphasized to Grihastha Vaishnavas that they need to live a pure life by which they purify their consciousness. By the purification of consciousness, their conception of children will be such that the product is good because the original materials from which it was made is also good. And of course, that goes in a general sense. General sense meaning that what we are at the present time is the product of what we've done in the past. We are the children of our own parental activities. This is the result of karanam gunasangasya sarasat jyoni janmashu karmani neda hati bhakti pa karmani neda hati kintu ch bhakti bhajam. Yes. We think, act, speak, look, our physical appearance is all a result of previous activities. And the only way to break this chain of cause and effect is bhakti bhajam, is to really engage in the strict devotional service of Krishna. Because by pure devotional activities, one gets enough strength to overcome the bhajo vegam, manasakrodha vegam, the prakriti kriyamanani, the force of habit of one's own nature, of the modes of material nature. And one can, from a platform of goodness, determine the actions one wants to perform on the basis of real knowledge, transcendental knowledge. And in that way, this cycle of birth and death can be broken. It's not an easy thing. It's difficult. You know, in Mahabharata, there are different references, but particularly during the battle, the Rakshasas, they are favored by darkness, by night. They become powerful with the appearance of darkness. When Ghotakach was wiping out the opposite side, Duryodhana's side, it was evening time. And there was no stopping him. No one could stop him. He was just so powerful. And Duryodhana turned to Karna and told him, you have to do something to kill Ghotakach, because now darkness is coming. He'll become more powerful, and he'll just wipe out our entire army by nightfall. So that's when Karna exhausted his last hope for defeating Arjuna. He had to use the Shakti weapon that Indra had given him. And, of course, that was also the trick that Ghotakach was sacrificed in order to save Arjuna. So similarly, Kali Yuga is the dark age. Here, dark activities, irreligion, impiety, gain great impetus and strength from this age, from Kali Yuga. Whereas spiritual activities require great effort, great determination, patience, and is not easily undertaken, what to speak of, maintained. So it's a fight, it's a battle, but that battle can be won by the special mercy of the Holy Name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the Holy Name of the Lord destroys the teeth of the dog of Kali. So dog has no teeth, then he can't bite you, just like a snake. If his fangs are pulled out, then he can't poison you. So Kali loses his potency when we chant the holy name of the Lord without defense. It gives us strength to withstand his influence, and that way we can gradually we can live out the past karma for which Krishna wants us to receive a reaction for, while practicing devotional activities for which we get no karma. We get spiritual karma. Spiritual karma is that we go back home, back to Godhead. So in this way, and as the story unfolds, we are all like Venas. We have all committed many sinful activities. It said that Vena killed his classmates. It didn't say that he killed cows. So we are all like that. We are all like Venas. And what happened? That by the potency of the Brahmanas, pure Vaishnavas, they were able to churn and bring a Prithu Maharaj out of Vena. It required a change of body, but once again, the father is present within the son. So similarly, in the same way, tata dikshad vijaneinam jayatein vinam, by diksha, by initiation, by surrender to Krishna, one becomes a new person, and the past venu-like habits and body can be cast off, and one, by proper conduct and shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, one can acquire the good qualities of a Prithu Maharaj. And this we see by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, how the whole Krishna Consciousness Movement, its members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, are being shaped like this. They're being transformed into what Srila Prabhupada also called the jubilant dancing peacocks. So from being Kali Chela, we become Vaikuntha men, but it requires the proper application of the process of devotional service. So once again, karmani nirdahati kintu subhakti bhajam. Krishna, who ensures that all living entities achieve the results of their past activities, he also decreases the results of past activities for those devotees who are engaged in his bhakti bhajam. So we should make sure that we are engaged in that type of devotional activity which gains Krishna's favor, and become freed from these horrible activities that commit people in this modern day and age commit really abominable deeds. Abortion, cow slaughter, animal killing, what to speak of people killing each other. Therefore, the only shelter is pure devotional service, and particularly the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna.